AM 1450, KATE Radio. It's time to talk Lake Mills Bulldog football. The Bulldogs had their opener on Saturday. Bill Burns, head coach of Bulldog football, joins us. And Bill, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Now, before we talk about the matchup coming up on Friday night, let's talk about opening night, which turned out to be a game on Saturday. Did you guys try to get the game going on Friday before it was postponed? Because, again, a lot of rain in North Iowa. Talk about what happened on Friday night, because the game eventually got moved away from your field to Forest City.
Yeah, you know, we did try to get it in, and the unfortunate part was, you know, we were only about 10 minutes away from kickoff. They had actually already sung the national anthem. Both teams had warmed up, you know, good crowd was there, but, you know, Mother Nature didn't cooperate with the lightning and thunder. And, you know, down in Iowa anyway, and I'm sure it's the same across the country, but, you know, thunder is the same as lightning. So Anytime there's thunder, it's a 30-minute wait. And so, you know, those storms rolling in, and the weather was really bizarre. You know, radar would look like it'd be fine, and some would pop up. And so we made this decision about 8:30 or 8:40. To not play. And then once we got that downpour, you know, around 9 o'clock, you know, our field was already in, had a lot of water in the north end, and Forest City has turf. So, we made the decision there to move the game to 11. Well, you know, when we made that decision Friday night, the radar looked fine for 11, but you know, Saturday morning wasn't good. So we got to Forest City about 9:30, and you know, just sat around, and the game time kept getting moved back. So finally at 2 o'clock, we were able to play. So yeah, it was kind of a bizarre and strange, you know, about whatever it was, 18 hours or so. But you know, eventually we got it in.
That's got to throw off preparation a little bit for your team. Team's all fired up. You're at home, got a great crowd, and the game gets moved to the opposing team's stadium. Like you mentioned, had to sit around a lot on Saturday before kickoff. Does that throw things off for the boys?
It did, you know, and it was tough. You know, it wasn't too bad, you know, for the first hour and a half, but then, you know, keeping those kids basically occupied with nothing to do but look at their phones, you know. And with that being said, you know, that's not why we didn't play well. It didn't help, but, you know, there were many, many reasons why we didn't play well. But it did, you know, and then we had to try to figure out, you know, to feed them, that type of thing. And we had just kind of gotten some food because we had very little notice when we were going to go. So we had just started to eat just some sandwiches and stuff like that. And then, bang, the officials come and say, hey, we're playing at 2, which was about 35 minutes from the time we were informed. So, yeah, it was tough. It was tough. But, you know, we'll give Forest City credit. They played really well.
Bill Burns, head coach of Lake Mills football. And, Bill, let's talk about the game against Forest City. 43-6 victory for the Indians in a rival matchup. Give us a recap of what happened in Forest City on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, they came out, kind of caught us a little bit off guard, totally different offense than you know, what they had run last year. Last year they were a spread team and just come up to the line of scrimmage, check the defense and our defense, and then signal play. And well, this year they came in a little tighter formation, run-heavy formation, and quick, very quick tempo. So, you know, very first play of the game, we were not lined up. We were trying to get our guys to the strength and that type of thing, and bang, there they go, and we were out of position. And that just kind of set the tone for the first half. You know, we had, I think, one decent drive first half offensively, where we got maybe inside their 25, but couldn't do anything. So at half, we were down, you know, 22-0, and you know, mainly had trouble stopping an outside sweep, hurt us a lot, kind of the same play. You know, with that being said, even though at halftime we felt, you know, we could still climb back into it, but, you know, it just never really happened. And, you know, I think the biggest thing we took away from it was not necessarily our youth, but our inexperience at some positions. You know, we do have a lot of sophomores playing, one freshman both ways. But yet some of our experienced guys were playing some different spots. So, you know, just a lot of inexperience out there. And, you know, hopefully we can get that corrected. And, you know, I think with this team, we just want to try and obviously get better each week, and these guys will get more experience each week. And, you know, I still think obviously we can have a very competitive football team. But, you know, Forest City just came out, and they executed very well.
43-6 loss to Forest City on Saturday. Friday night, you guys are in Manly, Iowa for a Central Springs. Bill, give us a preview of Friday night's game.
Yeah, Central Springs, traditionally, you know, they have some big, strong kids, and they're going to try and run the football. They'll run a wing T formation, so, you know, won't throw the ball around much, but wing T is a trapping offense. They dropped their opener to Mason City Newman on Saturday afternoon as well. So, you know, we like the matchup for us. You know, coming out of week two, it's another non-district matchup. And you know, we'll get ready for district play. But, you know, I think, you know, we hopefully have corrected some of the details this week that we needed to. And I think we'll see a big improvement in terms of how we play this Friday.
Bill Burns, head coach of Lake Mills football, again, 43-6 loss to Forest City on Saturday. Friday night, on the road in Manly against Central Springs, 7 o'clock kickoff. Bill, thank you so much for the time, and good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you, Aaron.